Before there was a U.S. cavalry, this man was noted to be the top mounted military man in the nation. His skills were so impressive that the future president of the Confederacy wrote of his keen ability to lead men on the high plains. However, few have heard of him, mostly due to the huge shadow cast by his prominent father. This son's story is today's edition of The American Countryside.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of Antique Iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Daniel and Rebecca Boone had 10 children. David Rogensies shares the story of the youngest in the family.
The most prominent of Daniel Boone's sons was Nathan. March of 1812, the U.S. Congress created three companies of rangers to protect the territories of Indiana, Illinois, and Missouri. President Madison appointed Captain Nathan Boone of the Company of Rangers for the new territory of Missouri.
Nathan Boone, like his father, was a frontiersman. He worked as a surveyor and became a prominent military man in the West.
And then in 1834, he accepts a position in a more permanent structure, which is the 1st United States Dragoon Regiment, and that is the basis for the United States Cavalry. He is the most experienced mounted officer in the United States Army.
In 1834, he led 500 men on an expedition to the Western Plains to make peace treaties with the Comanche Indians. Boone's life as a frontiersman was not lost on the group.
Jefferson Davis was a lieutenant. He remarked to his wife, he said, Captain Boone had an uncanny ability to find water on the prairie. And he described how Nathan Boone would be riding along and then would turn his horse and he'd say, why are you going this way, Captain Boone? He says, there's water here. And he would lead him to water at the end of the day's march every time.
In 1837, Boone moved to a new home near Springfield, Missouri. He was away from the farm many times during his years of service, but it was the place he resided for nearly two decades.
Nathan passed away here in 1856, and he's laid to rest here on the grounds. We keep up the cemetery here. He has a nice veterans marker for Lieutenant Colonel Nathan Boone.
Today, the farm is part of Nathan Boone Homestead State Historic Site. Traveling the countryside in Ash Grove, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCray.